want Drew. We want Drew as a new recruit.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Drew Marshall Show, and that's the first time this song has ever been played on our show. And for good reason. I just have all the dance moves. And,
oh, yeah. And,
oh, no, that's YMCA.
Oh, no, but you have visions of guys in,
in outfits?
Indigenous outfits and construction workers and cowboys. And
all right, listen, we are running out of time, and I want to bring on a friend of mine on the show. Sandra Long. Okay, you got to kill that, man. I can't handle it anymore.
that's what it's all about right there.
All right.
Gee, it's gone. Whiz.
Sandra Longo and I met at a funeral.
Yes, we did.
Which is something that just is out of a movie, really, isn't it?
Yes.
And Sandra, I guess I was speaking at the funeral, and Sandra came up to me afterwards and basically asked right then and there, hey, do you ever do any, emceeing or, speaking, that kind of thing? I guess it kind of all of a sudden turned into, I'm going to come to this big event happening on the 20th. And I'm nervous, Sandra.
Why?
Well, come closer to the mic. I'm nervous because,
You're going to say something?
No, I'm never nervous about what I'm going to say. I'm nervous because...
I am.
You...
Preach, girl. Preach.
I'm nervous because... you scare me as a human being.
I do. Have you seen the size of
I want you to tell everybody what's happening in your life right now. You are selling a house. You work. You are organizing a charity event.
Yes.
There's all these things happening.
Yes, and getting a divorce.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yes.
But we're friends. We're amicable.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
I don't know how you have time to do all this stuff. I really don't. I think everybody's saying the same thing about you. You are a force to be reckoned with. Navy Street Charity is an organization that brings portable wheelchairs to individuals who live with disabilities that affect mobility within Ontario. Are they free?
No. No. They cost about $500 a piece.
And that's what this event is for, is to raise money to make more ramps.
Yes, absolutely. Not to make them, so we can, there's a manufacturer
that
makes them. We buy them, and then we donate them into the community right across Ontario.
Why don't you just sell them?
Why? Why?
Well, isn't there a business out there that does all this already?
Yes, but the thing is a lot of individuals don't even know that they exist. And I know that they are a gift that continues to give people that use wheelchairs. So I just thought, well, why not just give them away? I think that people want to help people. I think most people are good. I'd like to think that they're good. Mm-hmm. And they would like to help people. They just don't know how. So I'm kind of the voice of that saying, well, here's a suggestion. Here's a gift that continues to give. And these individuals need it. So why don't we come together and support our communities.
Tim, do you know anybody in a wheelchair?
My father will probably be in one pretty soon.
Gabe, do you know anybody else right now in a wheelchair?
Not personally. I work at a school where we do have a number of students in wheelchairs.
Really?
Yep.
See, I'm thinking that when it comes to this wheelchair ramp stuff, people do this, right? I think most people think like this. They can get the money together and buy one of their own. Why do you have to give them to them for free?
That's a great question. I think most people actually don't. A lot of people that are living with disabilities don't have the ability to work like the average, abled person. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of community that we're supporting. We have lots of situations where someone isn't able to work or their family's caring for them and they're struggling because they're caring for someone that has a disability. So it could be someone that was born with spinal bifida, who's had a stroke, a brain injury. There's all different types of situations. So what I've realized is there really is truly a need. Someone could be a paraplegic and adapting to a new life where they're not actually working and they're in a situation for the very first time, with a disability.
Is there government support? Are we missing that factor? Is there a place within that?
So there are individuals that are supported. We have certain criteria at Navy Street. So we're trying to help individuals that cannot afford to have accessibility. So we do have a very strict criteria list that we're helping with. So we're not just turning around and giving a portable ramp to someone that is able, that can afford it. We're looking for situations where we really are trying to be that helping hand.
See, this is answering the questions. Because whenever it comes to charity stuff, I get a little snarky.
Yeah. Okay. Ask away.
No, I just,
your pessimism.
No, it's a conservatism, I think, inside of me, right? Instead of the whole liberal, government can take care of you, I'm just like, well, hold on a second. That means our taxes are going to go through the roof. So let's try to take care of ourselves. Let's try to take care of each other.
Yeah.
And that's what you guys are really kind of all about. This is why I'm kind of leaning into you here.
There's all different types of situations. You've met Tracy Schmidt, and she gives a perfect example. She said she was born with a disability as a four-way amputee, so she does not have this government support that you would assume.
She doesn't?
She doesn't. So...
What?
She doesn't.
Wow.
Not the same way.
So hold on. Unstoppable Tracy, who was on our show just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
A four-way amputee.
Yes.
Has zero government support.
She was mentioning to me that she really doesn't have the same support because she was born with that physical disability.
So if it had happened to her later, she would have got help?
Well, you have lawsuits. You have lots of different situations.
Oh,
if it was a car accident and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's lots of different scenarios. I have a situation where we donated a portable ramp to a young girl that was born with spinal bifida who also had strokes. And her father had to quit his job to be able to take care of her. And they're renting. And so we automatically assume that someone can afford and put ramps into their house. But there's a lot of situations where someone doesn't even own their own home and they just don't know how to tackle the accessibility situation. And that was where we kind of came to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And we donated a ramp to this gentleman and his daughter.
Dude, you've got...
Dude, I'm
You're
a female.
You're so good at that, yeah.
You need to change that.
Oh, man.
You're talking to me.
His glasses only work one way.
What?
They're short-sighted glasses, so you can't see clearly for distance.
Thank you for explaining your humor.
Wasn't humor,
it was
a statement of fact.
Stop. Can't handle you anymore. What was I going to say? See, this is why you don't do this kind of thing. Okay, so this event is happening on October 20th. Are there any tickets left?
There's a few, yeah.
October 20th, where?
Pine Farms Apple Orchard in King City.
Well, that sounds kind of schmicky.
Schmicky? What does that even mean? Tell me.
Fancy? Nice?
No. Well, Apple Orchard meets semi-formal because I want you to wear... slacks or a coat.
I'm sorry. You want me to wear slacks? I just canceled my first event.
No, Drew can wear jeans with a jacket. How
yeah,
about that?
Yeah.
You can come however you'd like. How about that?
So give us an idea of what's happening that night. How much does it cost? Why would people go? Do you get a few people? Do you get a table? Like, what's the deal here?
Okay. Tickets are $80.
What do you get for that?
What do you get for that? You get Drew Marshall as the MC. You get Unstoppable Tracy Schmidt, who is an incredible four-way amputee, who's going to be our special guest. You have moi. We'll be there. You'll have me as well. What is it? Really, we're bringing people together to enjoy a beautiful experience that's just natural.
Tell me you're not wasting all the money wasting all the money that's just been raised that night on like a free open bar.
No. We actually have. I've gone out of my way to get sponsors that are actually paying for this.
So good.
The tickets actually 100% of the tickets sold go to the actual contribution of a portable ramp.
Good. How much are you hoping to make?
My goal is $20,000.
Okay. How many ramps?
Well, they're $500. You do math. It's $500 a piece. Thank God for the cell phone.
What's 20,000 divided by 500?
It's 40.
40.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
Christmas is around the corner. So what the goal is we really want to sprinkle these ramps throughout the community people can go home for the holidays and visit with their families.
What was it like growing up with a mother in a wheelchair and the accessibility in your own stinking house was jacked up?
It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. When you're a child, you think of unicorns and rainbows. And the reality was my world wasn't any of that. My mother had come home suddenly as a paraplegic. We had 8 steps up our front, to the entrance of our home. My mother came inside, was physically lifted in her wheelchair, came inside and basically didn't leave for a long time because accessibility was an issue, not only in our own home, it was also outside of the home. We couldn't really go very far as a family. And when you're a child, you rely on your parent to actually take you places. So the role had become reversed and it became my responsibility as well as my siblings and my family to now take care of our adult mother. So it was terrible. But there's a lot of funny stories too. actually.
Can I hear a funny story,
oh,
please?
Oh, gosh.
Wait, are we allowed to say funny stories yes. about people in wheelchairs?
Well, she's my mom. I don't think she's going to mind.
Okay.
And if she does, I'll hear it later.
We can just edit it out.
Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got?
You know, it was interesting being I'm a teenager, so that meant I wasn't perfect. You know, all of a sudden, my mother had three teenage children. We were terrible. So what we used to do, actually, when she'd get upset with us and tell us to clean her room or something, and we'd stand on two steps above on the staircase and kind of do the na-na-na-na.
You can't get me.
Yes, and she would wait a couple days. And we'd be, you know, like doing something in the corner, and that wheelchair would come flying at you, and she would just pin you in the corner.
That's
so
she
would pin my brother, and she'd get so aggressive, she'd knock you down, and she'd literally get her chair on top of you and be like, you listen here now.
Wow.
I had a feisty mom.
Huh.
Yes.
So it's genetic.
Yeah, no. I'm sweet.
Yeah, whatever.
Sweet and feisty.
Sweet. I
Isn't
I like
that
to say
dish at the Chinese food
it
place?
Is,
no,
yes.
I like to say.
Number 23.
You like to say?
Whiskey in a teacup.
Oh, I like
yeah,
that.
See, yeah. Like that? Mm-hmm.
That'll work. That reminds me of you, Amy, the intern.
I have a teacup shot glass.
Do you?
You have a teacup shot glass?
I put vodka in.
Okay.
I would say unique
Nailed
pairings.
It.
Mm. Unique pairing.
There you go.
Sandra Longo is the founder of Navy Street. The website is navystreet.org. Navy Street Charity is an organization that brings portable wheelchair ramps to individuals who live with disabilities that affect mobility within Ontario. Describe the ramp, please.
It weighs about 200 pounds. It's aluminum, lightweight. It folds up so you can fit it into the vehicle, a standard vehicle typically, and they accommodate up to three steps.
So what happens if there's four?
I'm sorry.
No, but do you is it like
ahead.
You pull it out and then quickly move it ahead kind of thing? No, that wouldn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
You're not building pyramids here.
It's not going to solve every obstacle. It really is just...
Well, how can you?
I can't. I would like to, but I can't.
Yeah.
So...
Well, like most stores, if, you know, you have one or two steps up, right? That would be the majority of stuff.
Wait, well, if it's 200 pounds, how do you move the thing?
No, it's lightweight. It's not 200 pounds. It's lightweight. So they vary. So we've got different sizes that accommodate up to one step, two steps, and three stairs.
Oh, okay. Right,
so
right.
It depends on what you want. Some of them fold in half. Do you want them to go inside a vehicle so you can take it with you?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people use them for a back deck to get into their front entranceways, to accommodate maybe, you know, the front porch to get into a home, that kind of thing.
When I say the word charity, what does that mean to you?
Helping someone else. It's coming from your heart.
So why are you wired like this? Because many other people would just buy a ramp for their own stinking house and we're done. What's wrong with you?
Oh, God. I think that the way I grew up was a little unique. I was seeing a lot of trials and tribulations. When I was born, my father was crushed by a cement truck, and he survived, but he spent a couple years, 50 broken bones in his body, a couple years in rehab, came home. As soon as that kind of was done, my twin brother was in a car accident. He fell out of a moving vehicle when we were four, and he was trapped underneath the tire. I witnessed that happen, and we spent the next 2 years with him in rehabilitation at Sick Children's Hospital, recovering from that with skin grafts and plastic surgery. As soon as that was done, my mother announced that she was going to have a baby, and it's supposed to be a joyous time at Christmas time, and she was paralyzed from a medical accident. And I think when you're a child, you know, you read these storybooks where there's always these happy endings, and don't laugh, but I think the way I coped was once I was at home, I was kind of trapped inside this house because I didn't have parents that could, you know, take us to the park and that kind of thing. Don't laugh, but I watched Cinderella movies, and I think that I was watching Cinderella.
Why would we laugh?
Well, I just think it's very childlike.
Totally get this. Yes. Yeah.
It'll be behind your back.
So
later.
It was the era of Cinderella, and I kind of could relate to my mother saying, "Sandra, can you get me this? Can you help me with the baby? Can you get me this?" And there was a happy ending, so I kind of just always focused on the happy ending. I know that sounds terrible.
Uh-huh.
So I just it molded me. It really did, to look at the glasses always being half full, that there's, you know, a happy ending. So fast forward to a couple years ago, I was in a horrific car accident, and you knew about that when
I know, but our listeners don't.
Oh, so let me tell you. So a couple years ago, I was going to work, and I was living my normal life, which I knew really wasn't my passion or my calling.
You know, you just used air quotes on a radio show.
Did I?
We should have a sound effect for that.
Oh, man. Love you. Okay, keep going. Yep.
So I was in a bad car accident. My car hit black ice, and it rolled, and I ended up in a culvert filled with water. My laptop was in my bag. My luggage was in the back seat, and it blew out two windows. So I found myself hanging upside down and water flooding in, you know, at such a rapid rate that I couldn't breathe. And I think at the moment, you become religious typically the moment you think, believe you're going to die. And that certainly was a moment in my life as I was drowning. And I saw everything kind of flash before me. And at that moment, I made a promise and said, God, like, if you get me out of here, I promise you that I will do something good. It was kind of my calling. I knew I was a good person. I just didn't think I had any talent. And so as I recovered from that car accident, I started to try to find my way and say, okay, well, what's my contribution? What was my purpose? That kind of thing. And versus looking at my life as you know, why did this happen to my family? Why did this happen to me? Because it was always trials and tribulations. There was nothing fun and happy and joyous at all. You know, there was a few occasions. Thankfully, I had a great family where, you know, there was family that was around me. But I thought, well, no, I'm going to create this happy ending, and it's time and time's now. And I thought, well, if not me, then who then? Who's going to do this?
Wow.
Why are you looking at me like that?
And also want to avoid being near your family with all that stuff that happens to them.
Do you not now understand what I said?
Yeah,
I'm
no.
A little scared.
Yeah, I get it. I was a little scared.
No. I just decided to create a different path, and that's where Navy Street is a metaphor for just a different path. I'm creating a path.
Yeah, hold on. I don't get the Navy Street thing.
Well, Navy's my favorite color, number one.
Number one.
Someone who's in a wheelchair is always looking for a path. They're looking for a path, how to get in, how to get accessibility. And a typical road, asphalt is black. And when someone's in a wheelchair, disabled, they're looking for that slightly different path to get accessibility and to get into somewhere. And so that's where Navy Street came from.
Cool.
You're looking at me laughing. What are you thinking? Well, Tell me what you're thinking.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. People like you exhaust me.
Why?
Dude, you have got enough going on, and you made the pinky swear with God, and now you're following through on it.
Yes.
You know, and there's a part of me that would be like, oh, do I really have to follow? Like, oh, man. I don't know. You're not a quitter.
No. No, but I think that there's the unique way that I grew up. You know, I think my parents weren't, you know, this was life. These were the trials and tribulations. It was kind of like just you had to survive.
Yeah.
And those were my examples. I had a mother who came home that didn't know how to get dressed, let alone to get in out of a wheelchair and even cook in her kitchen and make, I say a wooden spoon and a teacup taught me everything I know.
Yeah.
And people are like, are you crazy? And what I used to see my mother, but don't laugh, it's like she was, you know, a prince who had a sword or a princess that had a sword. And she used to take this wooden spoon and like try to get the handle of a teacup and it would slide into her hand. But that was kind of the metaphor every day that we lived as family. There's always another way. You just got to find it.
Man.
You just got to find the hope. You got to find whatever it is that you're looking for. It's around. Just change your perspective. And that was kind of my teaching. So there's the beauty is I'm able to change my perspective. So when your world is crumbling and things aren't going well, I'm able to find, you know, the Cinderella moment and the bluebirds that fly by.
She is a freak. Wait, I mean that.
Yes, so thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. I am normal. I promise you that.
NavyStreet.org is where you want to go to partner with these guys, to partner with Sandra, to maybe buy a ticket for this event, a couple of tickets, how many, you know, a few tickets, I don't know, whatever you want to do. If you're looking for a charity to partner with, I think it kind of, it's from the top down. If you can get a whiff of the vision from the person who's at the top and you get kind of get drugged along, as they say in Alabama.
there goes our listenership in that state.
I think it's infectious. I think I just called you infectious.
Aw, thank you.
Never mind.
Moment brought to you by penicillin.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Sandra, thank you for making your way all the way down here.
You're welcome.
To the Drew Marshall Show.